For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget, we're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., bringing you the latest information related to health and wellness. It is, as always, my honor and privilege to be with you today, in hopes that we're going to share some useful information with you in regards to your health and wellness. Today, we're going to be talking about stress, which is a major issue for most people. Certainly, our local listeners in the D.C. area, after myself having lived in Colorado for 4 years and Oregon for 4 years and spent time away from this area where I grew up, and then returning, there certainly is a little bit of a higher culture of stress around here, and we all deal with it. And really, to be honest, it doesn't really matter where you live. We put ourselves under a lot of stress from the minute we wake up and our feet hit the floor. It's, you know, breakfast and commuting and jobs and kids and school and from the go all day long, pretty much ending the day with stress, like the nightly news and shows about murder and death and all the things that we like to see and watch. And it's the minute we wake up to the minute we go to bed, the day is filled with stress. How does this affect our health? How does it affect the different systems in our body that deal with stress? I think that's a fundamental thing that people have to understand. Stress is a very broad term, and we all know that stress is bad, but the question is, why is stress bad? If you can start to understand the physiological processes in your body and the organs and the systems that are responsible for dealing with stress, it helps you to further understand why stress management is so critically important. We know that excessive stress and being under stress contributes to higher risk of heart disease, higher risk of autoimmune disease, higher risk of cancer, higher risk of most of the conditions that Americans are dealing with. And we all give lip service, yes, you should meditate and we should do deep breathing and we should spend time de-stressing. But again, it's mostly lip service. We really need to understand, how do we manage stress levels? How do we deal with stress levels? And how do we engage in a daily, day-to-day rhythm that sort of honors our body and keeps these stress levels in check? And the thing that I'd like people to understand is there's many different kinds of stress. The perception of stress, if I were to ask somebody, what does stress mean to you? The most typical answers are going to be things like deadlines, work, finances, bosses, relationships, kids, the types of things that make us just feel like we're stressed out. But what everybody doesn't understand is that stress is a multitude of different things. It's not just what we perceive, but our body undergoes stress all the time, whether we're aware of it or not. So for example, when you are sitting down or lying down comfortably and you quickly stand up from that position, gravity takes over and tries to pull the blood out of your brain. And your body senses this slight drop in blood pressure and should respond with an increase in blood pressure so that you don't feel like you're going to pass out. So technically, going from something as simple as sitting or lying to standing is a stress. Walking from a nice heated home at 75 degrees outside into 20 degree windy weather, that's a stress on the body. We have many stressors throughout the day. Diet and nutrition is a huge stress on our system, and just by regulating what's called your blood sugar and eating in a way that keeps your body de-stressed can help you manage all of the other stressors in your life. And how I explain it to people is, even though we mentally perceive stresses as different and other stressors that people don't think about, exercise, vigorous exercise can be a stress on the system. Many different forms of stress, chronic infections. So in this area, things like Lyme disease, mold exposure, toxin exposure. These are stressors on the system, and you can watch and measure the stress hormones and the organs that respond to stress and see them engage in their stress response when we're exposed to things like blood sugar abnormalities, excessive exercise, chronic infections, mold or toxin exposure. And these are the same patterns that we see when somebody's exposed to the stress associated with a huge deadline at work. So even though we perceive them differently, they're all managed the same by the body, and they're all filtered through one poor little system, your adrenal system, which is charged with managing stress throughout your entire body. So, and it doesn't really matter. Your adrenals don't know the difference between the stress associated with a blood sugar abnormality, you know, blood sugar high or blood sugar low primarily, or the difference between that and the stress associated with a deadline at work or fighting with your spouse or being late to get the kids to school and get to your job and get breakfast on the table. Whatever it might be, it all filters down through the adrenals. And if we can do things on a day-to-day basis that help us to remove a stressor, it frees up more bandwidth, I guess you could say, for your adrenals to deal with everything else coming in. Which is why the first thing I do with every patient that comes in is we sit down and we talk nutrition. And no matter what their condition is, the first thing we have to understand about nutrition is that we need blood sugar stability, which is very different from eating a healthy diet. People may be eating an all-organic, vegetarian, whole foods, raw, whatever you want to call it, diet, but they may have no awareness of how it's affecting their blood sugar. So they could be waking up and having a banana for breakfast every morning, which is maybe organic and loaded with potassium, and it's fruit and it's super healthy and I don't eat junk food. However, that banana has a lot of sugar in it, which creates a blood sugar spike and crash, which throws the stress response into high gear right off starting in the morning. So you can go back and listen to any of our previously recorded shows by going to www.myvillagegreen.com, and we have the archive show section. There's many shows where I've talked about blood sugar stability and gone over some of these concepts around blood sugar balance. So that's kind of the intro to stress. In today's show, we're going to be talking about things like nutrition and diet and ways specifically to help your body be less stressed. And then really what I love discussing are some of the things from the natural pharmacy that do significant heavy lifting when it comes to helping our body and specifically our adrenals, as well as our brain and neurotransmitters, in relieving stress. So these are natural, safe, over-the-counter supplements and vitamins and herbs that we can use that can significantly improve our body's resilience to stress and our body's response to stress. Because the reality is, you're not going to change your life overnight. You're not going to change your job. You're not going to change your boss. You're not going to change your spouse. You're not going to change your kids. You're not going to change your finances by snapping your finger. We're all under stress. We're going to be under stress. That's a part of human life, whether it's the stress we deal with now or you rewind the clock 30,000 years and it's the stress of saber-toothed tigers and finding clean water and finding clean food. Humans are meant to thrive in stress. We have mechanisms to deal with it. And nature has given us phenomenal mechanisms to enhance our ability to handle stress. And that is really what we're going to be focusing on today. I have, of course, with me a special guest, Catherine Foley, who has her bachelor's degree in biochemistry and biotechnology and a master's in federal regulatory affairs, and has been working and is educating in the natural health industry for over 15 years. She's very much rooted in science and research and loves helping people to improve their health and sharing with them all of the wonderful things that she's learned in her 15 years in the industry. So, Catherine, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I loved your introduction.
Thanks. So, I mean, in this first segment, I'd love to get your thoughts on stress and the stress response. And then in the next segment, I think we're going to start talking about some of these specific nutrients that people have to be aware of to support their body through stress.
Well, it's important to remember, like you had mentioned, about the adrenals being a component of the stress response. And what happens is that whenever we're dealing with this hormonal system in our body, the hormonal system is cyclical. We call it the PTA axis, pituitary, thyroid, and adrenal axis. Whenever one of the organs in the system is stimulated, there's a biofeedback loop, and it starts to ramp up on itself, and if we don't have nutritional intervention, it's very difficult to kind of get it back to normal. And so when we have constant stressors in our life, whether they be emotional, physical, or nutritional, as you had mentioned, you kick off this biofeedback loop, the PTA axis, and we start releasing cortisol, which starts affecting our thyroid levels, which affects our pituitary, which is in the brain, which affects our neurotransmitter responses. And we get stuck in this stress loop, and people will start to use caffeine to get through because they get tired and exhausted from the stress, the effect of the cortisol on their bodies. And that exacerbates it even more. And then we have muscle memory. So when we're under stress or with the fight or flight response, your heart rate increases, your breathing quickens, and your muscles tighten. When your muscles tighten, your body all tightens up, you get muscle memory. And it's sometimes difficult to get yourself out of that mode. We all know when we go get a massage, it's amazing to feel what it feels like when your muscles release. And most of us are living like that every day because we were under some constant stress, nutritional, environmental, physical, what have you. And this hormonal cycle, the stress cycle, it has incredible memory to it and your muscle memory that's attached to it. And it's hard to get yourself out of that way of living. And like you said, we get used to living like that. And so when we start to recognize that, as it happened for myself, I have a very busy schedule on the road and, you know, it's jump in the car, go, 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 appointments all day. And you're stressed out, but you don't even realize it. Your thoughts are racing. You're always on to the next goal or next meeting. I said to myself one day, I work for a vitamin company, like, I should know how to do this better. And, you know, you start to realize that you can accomplish everything that you need to accomplish during the day with less stress. There is a way to do it better. And there's no need to put yourself under that amount of stress because you're the only one really that controls how you let everything affect you. And so by using things like, you know, some of the supplements that help to deal with stress, you start to loosen the ropes of that muscle memory, of that stress response, and you start to, you know, separate yourself from living in that cortisol state and start to have muscle memory for living in a more relaxed state. It's not going to happen overnight, but just when you have small moments of encouraging your body to live more in that state, you'll start to have muscle memory of that or even emotional memory of that, and it'll be easier to keep getting back. So that's what we want to start to get, is to keep, you know, getting back towards that more relaxed state. And when we look at brain scans for people under stress, flight or fight response, or some sort of chronic stress, their brain waves are more in the beta wave category. When we look at someone under a state of relaxation, and remind me, they could be doing some sort of task, but they're still in a relaxed state, doesn't necessarily mean they have to be sleeping. When folks are in this relaxed state, their brain waves are more in the alpha brainwave category. So a lot of the nutritional supplements that we're going to talk about promote this more alpha brainwave state. And this is where we want to be. It's good for your heart. It's good for your body, for your muscles, and, you know, for everything nutritionally as well. Your things will start to fall into place, less dependency on caffeine, more energy. And, you know, many years ago when I started in this industry, I was reading an article, and it was about Eastern medicine, acupuncture and Chinese medicine, and they said that the core of the philosophy is they believe that people are born with a predetermined number of heartbeats. So a lot of the practice, like yoga and meditation, is focused on slowing down heart rate and in that life extension. And, you know, there's a lot of philosophy there, but a lot of it does make sense. And so when you live in the stressful state of a constant increased heart rate, racing mind and all of that stuff, we're wasting our heartbeats over very simple things. So it's better off to save those heartbeats for those, you know, precious moments in life.
Sure.
Well, thank you for that introduction. I thought it was a great overview, and I agree. I mean, you know, working, going either way, you have the two straight states of your nervous system. You have the sympathetic and parasympathetic. One, the sympathetic is the fight or flight, and the parasympathetic is more the relaxed state. And it is true. We know from looking at people who spend more time in one or the other, it's like working out a muscle on the gym. You know, if parasympathetic is your right arm and the sympathetic is your left arm, it's like if you only worked out one arm, that's the only arm you would ever use. And that's exactly the case with the two sides of the nervous system. It's really important if you spend your entire day in fight or flight, that is the predominant response that your body is going to go to with any kind of stimuli. If you're a Buddhist monk and you meditate all day long and you're in the parasympathetic state, then that's going to be the state that you're more likely to be in. And that's exactly what they see when they do studies on, let's say, a Buddhist monk. When they expose them to a stressor, they see the engagement of the sympathetic nervous system, but it's a very short response and it's a very tempered response. Versus if you have somebody who lives in the sympathetic state and you give them a stressor, you're going to see them a much more intense exacerbation of the sympathetic response, and they're going to stay in it longer. Catherine, we're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, I'd love your thoughts to finish up on this, and we can start talking about some of these amazing natural supplements that have been given to us by nature that support our body's response to stress. And in my 10 years of clinical practice, have seen these things do amazing, amazing work with people. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
It's a one tiny pearl that delivers big acid offalus, 900% more. Get acid offalus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will return next week. Thank you all for tuning in. As usual, it is my honor and privilege to be here sharing with you information related to health and wellness. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Today we're talking about stress, and in the last segment we were discussing some of the basic concepts around stress. I'm excited to have on the phone with me today Catherine Foley, who's got over 15 years of experience in the world of natural health and natural supplements, and she is talking with us today about this issue of stress. And Catherine, I'd love for you to wrap up any thoughts from the last segment, and then let's get right into it. Let's start talking about, as I alluded to in the previous segment, some of these things from the natural pharmacy that can really help our bodies have a healthier response to stress, that can take us out of a acute stress response and sort of teach our bodies or show our bodies how to get into a more relaxed state of mind.
Right. And, you know, it's important for, you know, people to realize that, you know, you're in this vicious cycle, and we will need to learn techniques, you know, to calm focus and, you know, slow down our heart rates, notice these little things about our body. And, you know, so many of us are just wrapped up so much in that world that we don't really know how much our body is talking to us. So learning to see those cues, and then using some nutritional supplements to help us get back to, you know, the calm state that we, as human beings, are really meant to be in.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about some of these.
All right. So the first one, and one of my favorites, is an amino acid called L-theanine. They originally found it in green tea. Green tea has caffeine in it, but it doesn't affect you like coffee does. And one of the reasons why is because it has L-theanine to counter the caffeine. So you have that yin and yang kind of aspect to green tea, where it has caffeine but also theanine. So you don't get the kind of stimulus that you get from coffee. When they looked at green tea further and they isolated those L-theanine out, they looked at it, and what it does is it has an effect on brain dopamine. It increases brain dopamine, which is one of those happy chemicals. It increases alpha wave production. And as you have mentioned, also the effects on the immune system, it increases gamma delta T cells, which is one of those components of our immune system. So just a small amount of theanine, a lot of people in the natural world call it, you know, nature's Valium. It's really powerful and really strong. It really helps to reduce cortisol levels and bring our bodies back into a really good state. You know, there's a lot of kids out there with attention deficit disorder on Adderall and a lot of these pharmaceuticals, and, you know, all of these pharmaceuticals are really increasing heart rate, increasing stress response. You know, so theanine, there are some small clinical studies looking at theanine for kids with ADHD. But overall, theanine is just a powerhouse when it comes to getting you out of that stress response cycle.
Yeah, theanine is a great nutrient, and it really does have a lot of good research. And the research shows, some of the earlier research on theanine was on really high doses, but even more recent research shows that even just the amount of theanine in a cup of green tea can significantly improve the alpha waves of the brain. So it is one of these things given to us by nature, given to us in nature, that helps our body engage in a more relaxed state of mind. And yes, I mean, the amphetamines given for ADD have... they do work for attention issues, but they have a myriad of other side effects and potential issues that we are, in my opinion, not even completely aware of considering. We really have not a lot of long-term data on what we're doing to kids' predispositions for addiction, drug use, and their brain development by giving them a medication very similar to a street drug, which is basically speed or amphetamines, at a very young age when their brains are still going through critical phases of development. So, you know, theanine alone may be enough to help some children with ADD or ADHD. In my opinion, you usually need a much more multifactorial approach, and theanine is certainly part of that approach. Now, you know, what about like doses of theanine? Let's talk about its safety profile. I know some people get concerned because so many of the pharmaceuticals out there, like, as you called it, nature's Valium, people are used to these drugs that help with, you know, calm state of mind and anxiolytics. What we do know about them, things like Xanax, is some of them have a very high potential for addiction and have other problems. And so when I start to talk to patients about using some of these natural substances from the natural pharmacy and affecting their brain state and stress response. Some people do have concerns about, well, what are the side effects? Is there a chance that I can become addicted to it? You know, so can you talk to, about that at all, Catherine?
Yes, I mean, for theanine, there's no publicated side effects. There have been clinical studies that have, you know, had doses of over 1,000 milligrams of theanine with no side effects. The FDA recognizes it as a GRAS supplement, which is generally recognized as safe. And in that part of the GRAS certification, they have to do numerous tox studies and tox screenings to show that it is safe. And, you know, because theanine has been a component of food and tea, which has been, you know, part of human culture for many, many years, we have that long-term, you know, look at the effect on the human body.
Yes, and I would agree. There's no evidence that theanine has any level of toxicity, and there is no evidence that theanine has any potential for addiction or dependency. These things just don't seem to interact with the brain in a way that pharmaceuticals do, which, as you know, are incredibly brilliantly and specifically engineered to manipulate some aspect of biochemistry in the body. And based on their – go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I absolutely agree with you, and I think that our society in general is – it is amazing how many people are on anti-anxiety drugs and, you know, going to a doctor and presenting with a small amount of life stress, the first thing that they'll do is put you on an anti-anxiety medication. And, you know, one of my favorite biochemistry teachers used to always say that he would never let anyone in his family go on a pharmaceutical if it hasn't been on the market for more than 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because it takes about 20 years for side effects and symptoms to present in the masses. And we have very poor follow-up with pharmaceutical companies. Once they get a product on the market, they do very, very little post-market surveillance.
Yes, that is true.
So, you know, those are really important things to remember with those pharmaceuticals is if you have a natural option, why not try that first? You know, and one of the most dangerous things about these psychotropics are the withdrawal symptoms. The withdrawal symptoms are so dangerous, and most people can go into a psychotic state during the withdrawal symptom, and they're not even advised by their doctors how to safely and properly withdraw from these, you know, psychotropics. And that is one of the most dangerous things, and especially for kids.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about theanine, practically speaking. We know that you work with a company I have a lot of respect for, Jaro Formulas. They do a great job making high-quality supplements, and they seem to defy everybody else in the market by producing really the, you know, supplements that are the highest quality, higher than a lot of their competitors or equal to, but somehow they manage to keep the price lower than everyone else. So it's always been a reason why I like recommending them. They make a nice theanine product, and just so people can get an idea about dosing, typically what we're talking about here is usually anywhere between 100 and 400 milligrams is usually an average single time dose of theanine. I think Jaro, what do you guys make, a 100 and a 200 milligram? Is that right?
Yeah. 200.
Yeah, and I mean, people can use these, you know, there's really no upper level of dosing that we know about. Typically, recommendations are going to be, if somebody's under a lot of stress, you could use 200 to 400 milligrams as needed for a stressful event. So if you're feeling really stressed, you had something go on at work, you have something going on with your family, you could take just a one-time dose and expect to feel some relaxation. People who are under chronic stress can also dose it throughout the day, perhaps 200 milligrams in the morning, a dose in the afternoon, and then for people who even have trouble sleeping or winding down at night, you could do a dose in the evening, gets you up to somewhere around 600 milligrams a day. I feel that that's a safe upper limit. If the theanine isn't working at that point, in my opinion, I haven't seen a whole lot of benefit in going much higher than that. Catherine, what are your thoughts on dosing and recommendations that you have for how to use theanine to help with managing stress?
You know, I have seen with people that a dose of 100 a day makes an impact, and 200 a day makes a dramatic impact for severe moments of stress, and it's amazing how quick it works and how fast people see or notice an effect. and you don't need it long term either. You're under constant stress at 100 a day. But, you know, generally, I've seen people be very happy within that range. You know, so going even higher, you know, would be for severe states of stress. But even with that small amount, I've seen dramatic results.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal supplement. And again, generally recognized as safe status by the FDA, which basically means that it can be added to food without any specific labeling. It is really the safest category that the FDA can put a supplement in. And so we have a couple other ones that I really do want to talk about because theanine is kind of scratching the surface. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about two other naturally based products that if you're under stress, which I would argue most people are, you absolutely have to know about and need to know about. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplement. Are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. MegaFood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. MegaFood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hopefully you're getting a lot of great information today out of the show. We've been talking about stress, and in the last segment we talked about one of my favorite nutrients for helping to deal with stress, and that was L-theanine, sometimes referred to as just theanine or L-theanine. Is a bit of a different form, but either way, it does about the same thing, and it's a great way to improve alpha brain waves, which are the brain waves associated with relaxation, and to help people through stressful times and stressful days, and to help keep you in a state of mind with reduced stress. And this does not mean being sedated. Any of the things that we're talking about today are not sedatives, meaning that You can take these different supplements we're discussing and still go to work and function at a high level. It's not like a pharmaceutical type of effect where if you take something that may reduce anxiety, you feel sleepy or you feel woozy or out of it. In fact, many of the things that we're discussing actually have been shown to improve mental focus and performance. While at the same time relieving anxiety. You don't have to be in a caffeine, high stress, state of overstimulated mind in order to be productive. We find that people are actually much more productive when they're relaxed because they're able to respond quicker and they're able to access the critical thinking areas of their brain in a more effective manner. So, you know, don't be afraid to try these things and think that you're going to be falling asleep on your drive home or, you know, falling asleep at the board meeting. They oftentimes improve your ability to perform in a mental capacity. So in this segment, we're going to touch on another couple different substances from the natural pharmacy that are really important when it comes to managing stress. And we have on the phone with us my special guest, Catherine Foley, who's been working as an educator and researcher in the natural health field for over 15 years. She's with a company called Jaro Formulas, which we do sell at the Village Green, and is a great company. I've been using them for years with patients and think that they do a great job producing high-quality products at an incredibly reasonable price. So, Catherine, thank you for being with us today and sharing some of this information.
Oh, happy to.
Yeah, and please note, I mean, we like having our sponsors and other people on the show, but, you know, I mean, lots of different companies make these, and in no way, you know, are we specifically endorsing a specific company, but we really do appreciate the experts from these companies that come on, and we do try and select companies that do represent the highest standards in the nutraceutical industry, like Jaro, to partner with the show. So, Catherine, let's talk a little bit about some of these other nutrients. I mean, the next one that we're going to talk about is probably one of my favorites. You know, it's a supplement that it flies off the shelf at my office. Once I recommend it to people, it's like there's really no turning back. And I've had experience with it, and I sort of call it my happy pill. It really helps to just relieve general, just stress. Sometimes I don't even realize that I'm anxious, but when I feel more relaxed, I realized how busy my brain was. And when I can get my brain quiet and get it calmed down, I actually get to be in the moment and enjoy the things that are right around me, not thinking about all of the things that have to be done and need to be done and should be done. It really, in a way, just enhances my experience through life on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, that happens also when I'm on vacation, you know, in the Virgin Islands, sitting on a beach or relaxing, but that's not my normal day-to-day. So to get some things that can help support that in my normal day of stress and managing the business and the practices and everything else that I do, it's really, really helpful. So, Catherine, let's talk about GABA. What is it and why do we use it?
Wow, that was an amazing introduction, and I absolutely agree. GABA is an amino acid called GABA aminobutyric acid. It's made from glutamine in our bodies, and it acts as a neurotransmitter in our brains, which, you know, we know neurotransmitters are the kind of chemical messengers for our brain to transmit information. And what GABA does, it's helps your body make endorphins, which we often call the happy chemicals, which is the precursor to all of the feelings that, you know, you just explained. And one of the things that's notable and important is that when we go towards, you know, drugs or alcohol to deal with stress, one of the things that drugs and alcohol do is they increase the circulation of GABA in our brain. So, you know, when people are under stress and they start going towards, you know, alcohol, we are self-medicating in a way. And there's tremendous research on the use of GABA to help people deal with alcohol and drug dependency. One of the other things that GABA does in the body, in the stress response, is that it reduces high levels of adrenaline, noradrenaline, and affects serotonin in a positive way, so it helps to increase serotonin production. So the physiological effects of GABA in the body are directly working to antagonize stress response and increase happy kind of response and, you know, feelings of cessation and contentment. It's just truly an amazing supplement, like you had said.
Yeah, and it does have very, very far-reaching power. I mean, GABA, this neurotransmitter that's produced in our brain, it can be manufactured into a supplement and taken orally, and it tends to work very, very well. We know it also increases these alpha brain waves, and again, shows very little, if any, dependency issues at all, hardly any toxicity issues at all. It's incredibly safe and incredibly effective. And what I like people to understand is, you know, we have these different neurotransmitters in our brain, Catherine, that you've talked about. We have GABA, you've talked about serotonin, you've talked about dopamine. And what I like to explain to people is you almost have one set of neurotransmitters that's kind of like the gas pedal in your brain, and you have one set of neurotransmitters that's the brakes. And just like a car, you need a brain that has a good gas pedal, right? A good engine that can make it go, but you also better, that car better have a good set of brakes. And it's the same way in the brain. If your brain needs to be stimulated, if you need critical thinking, if you're under stress, if you need to think quickly, you need to be energized, you need to be alert, you need to be very much on edge for certain aspects of survival and performance, you need the neurotransmitters or the gas. But if you don't have the neurotransmitters that are the brakes, you can't slow the system down, and people end up in a state of constant acceleration. And GABA is probably the most powerful inhibitory neurotransmitter in the brain that helps to calm things down. It's the brakes that complement the gas, and many people don't have the amount of braking that they need. And you can see, because I do these neurotransmitter evaluations all the time, you can see that people who have been under chronic stress have burned out their neurotransmitters. Use them up, and they're basically running on empty when it comes to either their braking system, and maybe their acceleration system, their neurotransmitters on that scale are way over being produced, and they hardly have any on the inhibitory side. And so taking GABA can support that balance that's necessary in the brain and do it in such a gentle, non-addictive, safe way. And again, it's not sedating. It's not like taking a pharmaceutical where you take it and you feel like you're going to fall asleep.
Yeah.
It's calming and oftentimes enhances focus and concentration because you shut down the excessive thoughts and the excessive activity of the brain, and you allow your brain to actually focus incredibly effectively at the task at hand.
Well, I think that's the most important thing, you know, when we're talking about stress, is that, you know, people often are like, I'm so tired all the time. I'm so tired all the time. But what they're actually tired from is the racing brain, the racing thoughts. So you could actually get nothing done, but your brain could be racing all day long. And by the end of the day, you're exhausted, not because you got a lot of things accomplished, but you thought about getting on this, you know. And GABA is important in helping you to slow down those thoughts so that so that you can put pen to paper and execute. And when people have these racing thoughts, their first inclination is they get tired, and so they go for caffeine, which makes your thoughts race even more. You know, so we get stuck in this vicious cycle. So something like GABA really helps you to slow the brain waves down, slow your thought down, be more thoughtful about what you're doing, that you have at hand and what's at task.
Sure.
And, you know, that's one of those things that people don't realize, that, you know, it's really their brain racing that's making it so tired and exhausted.
Yeah.
And that,
yep.
Yeah.
And caffeine, you know, let's talk about caffeine, because
mm-hmm.
caffeine is an effective stimulant. And, you know, at the end of the day, it does work for a lot of people. The problem with caffeine, in my opinion, is that it's not a good long-term solution, because eventually, you know, you end up with a crash. So it's a stimulant. You know, it stimulates through the drug, caffeine, basically. It stimulates a excitatory response in your body by creating stress hormone release. It also has some compounds in it that inhibit sort of sedation of the brain. It does work, but it does it by inducing a greater state of stress on your body. So it's kind of like, you know, the horse pulling the cart, and the horse has been pulling the cart for a really long time, and the horse needs a break. It needs to rest, but you are on a deadline. So instead of letting the horse rest, you get out a bigger whip and you whip the horse harder to keep it going. That's kind of like what caffeine is doing to somebody who's already exhausted. Their system needs rest. It needs support. It doesn't need to be pushed harder. And most of the time, people who have depended heavily on caffeine for extended periods of time end up in a crash. They either need more caffeine, or it gets to a point where the caffeine just stops working and they really end up very depleted, very exhausted, not able to function like they used to. By using these tools from the natural pharmacy, we're supporting the same type of thing, the same effect, net effect that caffeine does, but doing it in a way that supports the body. It supports the way the system is supposed to work, not pushing it closer to the edge, which is why, you know, we're all under stress. I don't know anybody out there who really isn't under stress, and stress is not a bad thing. It's okay to be under stress. Our bodies were designed to be under stress. What you have to keep in mind is how can you honor and take care of your body so it can manage that stress in an effective way without, in the end, depleting you and negatively affecting your health. Because as we talked about, we know chronic stress and the result, which is chronic stress hormone elevations of things like cortisol and other adrenal hormones, can result in things like heart disease and autoimmune disease and immune suppression, which is related to increased risks of infection and cancer. We know stress is bad, but there are ways to help manage it, and GABA is one of them. So, Catherine, before we run to the break, can you talk a little bit about some of the dosages that are sometimes recommended for GABA and how you recommend people use it so people can get an idea?
Yeah, we have GABA Soothe, and it's a formula, and we have 100 milligrams in there. I've seen people take anywhere from 100 to 500 milligrams of GABA, and you know that seems to be enough to do it. It works very quickly, so you will notice difference within the first 24 hours. I've seen other companies that have straight GABA chewables, so you can do that too.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're breaking up a little bit, but that was somewhere around 100 to 200 milligrams, which is usually enough to really have a nice effect. And people can use a little extra dose of it if they get into an acute stressful situation. If you have, anxiety about speaking or presenting and you have to go in front of your peers or colleagues and present something, you can take 100 milligrams of GABA prior, and it should, within 10 or 15 minutes, help bring the anxiety levels down. I've also seen GABA be very useful for helping with sleep induction and better sleep cycles. So sometimes using an individual GABA supplement before bed can be a great way to get a more restful, rejuvenating sleep by allowing you to go into better sleep cycles. And that's what I talked about in my last show 2 weeks ago, specifically on insomnia. And I specifically talked about how we use GABA in that situation, and also helping people to stay asleep throughout the night as well. So very, very useful supplement. When we come back from the break, we have one more, and I've saved it for last, but by no means does that mean it's the least important. So stay tuned. When we come back from the break, I have another incredibly important piece of information to share with you regarding helping your body better deal with stress. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylic Oxinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at acylo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Killham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from Enzymatic Therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probalardi from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probalardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probalardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and thank you so much for the opportunity to be with you. Hopefully, you are learning lots about health and wellness. We've been talking today about stress and the stress response. I've had on the phone Catherine Foley, who has been a researcher and a educator in the natural health field for the last 15 years, and has been sharing with us some of these great nutrients from the natural pharmacy that are so effective at helping us manage stress and manage issues related to stress, even anxiety and sleep problems. We talked about theanine. We talked about in the last segment GABA, which both work from a more of a sort of neurotransmitter directly on the brain type of mechanism of action. In this segment, I've sort of saved my little baby, my favorite, for the last, because there's no herb that I use more in my clinical practice than ashwagandha. It is one of my favorite herbs to use. Now, it's got a long, funny name. It's an Ayurvedic name, and it actually translates from what I believe I understand. Loose translation is smells like horse. Because if you actually ever get a ashwagandha tincture or a straight ashwagandha herb, it actually has a not so pleasant smell. But the other reason why it was named that in Ayurvedic medicine has to do with this idea of the strength of a stallion, the stamina, the raw power and strength. And that's where ashwagandha comes in. It falls under a category of herbs called adaptogenic herbs. And these adaptogenic herbs get their name from this idea that they help our body to adapt to stress. That's where the term adaptogen comes from. And these have been widely studied since the early 1970s in Russia, the United States, and India. And we see that when you administer these herbs and put people under stress, they perform better than if they weren't taking the herbs. So they do have this profound and measurable and scientifically validated effect to improve the body's response to stress. Now, ashwagandha is a very unique one out of all of the adaptogenic herbs, which is why I use it so much. And if we have time, I'll get to exactly why that is in the first place. But Catherine, I'd love to get your thoughts on ashwagandha and some of the information that you'd like to share with the audience about it.
Well, ashwagandha, like you said, is very diverse. It does a whole host of different things in the body. Where we used ashwagandha was in its application for stress and energy and attention and focus. It's in our formula GABA soothe. GABA soothe is gamma aminobutyric acid, GABA, theanine, and ashwagandha. And the combination of the theanine and the GABA with the ashwagandha is just tremendous. Ashwagandha really helps with increasing focus, reducing anxiety and stress, and helping with energy as well. So what I'd like to say about ashwagandha is it helps promote a state of calm focus. The way that it works is that ashwagandha helps to decrease oxidation of different lipids and enzymes in your brain that are damaging to glutamine, as we had mentioned with GABA, that support stress reduction in the brain.
Yeah, and it works through some other mechanisms as well. I know one of my favorite effects for using ashwagandha actually has to do with its effects on cortisol. And this is why, you know, I find it so unique. Many of the other adaptogenic herbs, many of you will know some of these names. Things like ginsengs fall in the category of adaptogenic herbs. A Russian herb called rhodiola is a adaptogenic herb, licorice. And these herbs definitely have been used over the years to support energy levels. And sometimes they can be a little bit stimulating. And for some people, that's exactly what they need. They need this sort of adaptogenic stimuli. It can really help boost the energy levels, boost mental alertness, and really help them when they're feeling very depleted and worn out from chronic stress. However, some people who are chronically stressed and have need support in that system are already prone a little bit to anxiety, or maybe they're prone to high blood pressure, or maybe prone to some type of situation in their body that's already related to overstimulation. And this is where I love the application of ashwagandha, because it's one of the few adaptogenic herbs that I can use that has very hardly any stimulatory effects. It will help you have more energy. It will help you have more stamina. It will help you have better focus, but it does it without exacerbating issues of anxiety, without exacerbating issues like high blood pressure. It does it in a very calming, sort of supportive way, which is very unique. The other thing that's really interesting about ashwagandha is that it can be used on either end of the spectrum. So, for example, if somebody's feeling very fatigued and tired when they wake up in the morning, you know, they wake up feeling very unrefreshed and tired, sluggish, they need their caffeine or coffee to get going, you can use ashwagandha in the morning and afternoon to support their cortisol output, their adrenal function, and their energy levels. That same person may have a problem where they're tired all day long, but as soon as it's time to go to bed at night, their mind starts racing, they start to get active, they start to feel the best that they felt all day, they start to get their motor running, but they know they got to get to bed because the alarm clock's going to go off at 6 the next morning, and they struggle by tossing and turning and having issues with trying to wind down at night, and it leads to this perpetual downward spiral. Well, ashwagandha can be given in the evening to support sleep, because if cortisol levels are too high, ashwagandha will actually help bring it down. And the actual botanical name for ashwagandha is Withania somnifera. And that second part of that botanical naming, somnifera, has to do with this property of ashwagandha related to somnolence or sleep. So it's really an amazing herb with lots of applications, because you can use it across the board, because it helps to balance the adrenal response, whether the cortisol output is potentially under where you would like it to be or over where you would like it to be. And I don't know any other herbs that have that amount of convincing research where I can use them in either situation, and people do so well across the board with it. So it really is a unique herb to use.
And like you mentioned, referring to the research, it is one of the herbs out there that has tremendous research behind it, tremendous clinical studies for a whole host of different things.
Yeah, and that's what I love about the product that you use. Yeah. You guys use the patented Sensoril ashwagandha, which has become really popular and is showing up in a lot more formulas. This is a patented form of ashwagandha that has had some very good clinical trials using it that show that people get increased energy when they take it. And when something's patented like the Sensoril ashwagandha, you know that every pill you get has the exact right constituents, the exact same constituents batch to batch. It's harvested from the same ashwagandha, has very, very tight regulations on how it's produced and how it's distributed, so it's not a different formulation or a different plant was grown here one time and over here and the constituents are a little different, because we're dealing with things from the natural world. And with the Sensoril, they have specific double-blind research using the Sensoril for this aspect of energy. And I really encourage people to use the Sensoril formula whenever they can.
Yeah, for cortisol levels, one of the clinical studies shows that it decreased cortisol levels up to 26% in human participants.
Yeah, which is great, because if cortisol levels are too high, which in many people they are, they need to get it lowered. But the other thing that I see all the time is a lot of times people who are under chronic stress, their cortisol levels are actually depleted. The adrenal glands have sort of reached their max tipping point, and their ability to respond to even the normal circadian rhythms of cortisol output, which are necessary for energy and alertness and critical thinking are actually depleted. And ashwagandha, in my clinical trials in my office, I've clearly seen ashwagandha raise cortisol levels at times when it needs to be raised. And then, of course, there's the data on the market showing it will lower cortisol levels when it has to. So it's an herb that's very safe to use, very non-stimulating. Again, it's one of these adaptogens that you can use without getting into too much trouble with overstimulation. So I really recommend it. Catherine, we are out of time. I got to sign out. Thank you so much for being on the show with us today. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. And as always, it's an honor and privilege to be here with you today. And I will look forward to talking with you all in a couple weeks.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.